It took three summits and throwing out all the European Parliament's lead candidates, but finally on Tuesday night, the 28 EU leaders were able to agree that German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen should be nominated for the bloc's top job, President of the European Commission. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde is proposed for President of the European Central Bank, Spanish diplomat Josep Borrell is nominated as Foreign Policy Chief, and outgoing Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel as President of the European Council, the job currently held by Donald Tusk, who expressed relief at the result.
A perfect gender balance. I am really happy about it. After all, Europe is a woman. I think it was worth waiting for such an outcome.
But there is another outcome to wait for. The European Parliament still has to approve the candidates, and many lawmakers are angry the individuals their political groups proposed for Commission President were rejected. Manfred Weber, the lead candidate from the largest group, the European People's Party, or EPP, failed to earn enough support from national leaders to get the nomination. He agreed to step aside for fellow German conservative von der Leyen, but he wasn't happy about it.
You can imagine that this is a difficult day for me.
Weber had campaigned for 9 months, and according to tradition, he would have been chosen as Commission President, with the backing of his EPP and the Socialists, the second largest group. But several national leaders opposed Weber for not having held higher office back in Germany, among other reasons. The Socialist candidate, Commission Vice President Franz Timmermans, was rejected by East European governments, angry over his pressure on them to conform to rule of law. The liberal candidate, Denmark's Margrethe Vestager, once seen as a possible compromise, just sort of disappeared from discussion in the final days. But Weber says to choose someone like von der Leyen, who didn't have to even come up with any vision for the future, is disrespectful to democracy.
The EPP fought in the last weeks and months for a more democratic Europe. And in this regard, it is a sad day for us to see the procedure, to see how the European Council managed the procedure. It is a sad day for us as parliamentarians, as members of the European Parliament, because we stick, we believe, we fight still for a democratic Europe, and that is linked to the idea that candidates should present themselves in a campaign, should show up, should present program.
Nonetheless, Weber says he and the EPP will support the European Council's slate, and he urges other political groups to do the same. Alberto Alemano, an EU law professor at HEC Paris, says that would be a strategic mistake for lawmakers.
I think that Parliament could not miss this historical opportunity to say, well, we enjoy prerogatives to send back to the European Council the candidate for the Commission when we have not been involved, when we have not been part of this democratic exercise, all the more so because this time we had a record time turnout of 51% of citizens vis-a-vis whom Ursula von der Leyen was not presented.
Corinna Horst, a senior fellow with the German Marshall Fund, also helped create the Brussels Binder, a database of women experts to help boost gender equality in public discourse. She hopes the different leadership skills a woman may bring to the position will help bridge the bitter divisions von der Leyen's nomination has created, along with those already there.
I hope the European Parliament and the pro-European forces in the Parliament will rally behind, let's get these positions filled with qualified people and move forward and make sure we create a Europe that works for many. It's the general public that has been in some ways left out in this process. You know, as much as we talk about a democratic process and more people voting for the European Parliament, at the end of the day, it's still party politics.
The European Parliament will have its say on July 16th. If a majority of left-out lawmakers rejects von der Leyen, national leaders are back at square one. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.